AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. Mexican officials say one of the top drug lords in the world is on the run after escaping from a maximum security prison near Mexico City. AP's Catherine Corcoran reports authorities say Joaquin El Chapo Guzman, head of the powerful Sinaloa cartel, was last seen last night.
The statement said he was last seen shortly before 9 p.m. in the shower area. And after he was lost on the surveillance cameras, they checked his cell, which was empty. They immediately launched a manhunt in the area on the highways, and they also closed an airport.
Guzman, who was once said to have a billion-dollar fortune, as his cartel is thought to have control over most of the major drug routes into the U.S., also has influence in Europe and Australia. Greek banks could soon run out of cash, even with severe restrictions on ATM withdrawals. Eurozone finance ministers are back in talks in Brussels, most agreeing with this assessment from Slovakia's finance minister, Peter Kazimir.
It's not possible to reach deal today.
That tape from Europe by satellite. Kazimir and many of the others want Greece to take a more concrete steps to rework its financial and economic system. Pope Francis spends part of his final day in South America with a visit to a slum near Asunción, Paraguay. Francis has spent much of the past week and before that much of his pontificate railing about the injustices of the global capitalist system, which he says idolizes money over people. Three deadlines have been reset as the nuclear negotiations with Iran continue in Vienna. Secretary of State John Kerry says this 16th day of talks might result in a deal. He says some tough things remain in the way of an agreement. This is AP Radio News. Real estate mogul and reality TV star turned presidential candidate Donald Trump campaigned in Las Vegas and Phoenix, Trump continuing his challenge of U.S. immigration policy.
The word is getting out that we have to stop illegal immigration. We have to. We have to.
University of Virginia political analyst Larry Sabato says Trump, who he says doesn't have a chance to win next fall's election, is having an oversized influence on the early campaigning.
He has managed to make himself the center of attention politically, really in both parties. He's getting more attention than any other candidate. He's calling the tune, and the other candidates are having to dance to it to one degree or another.
Trump has turned to victims of crime to bolster his argument against immigrants in the country illegally, bringing on stage with him the father of a Southern California teenager shot and killed in 2008 by a man who was in the country illegally. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that "where's my money" feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart. Get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.